Hermione, will you shut up? You're not the only one who's nervous, barked Ron. And when you've got your 11 outstanding OWLs...
Don't, said Hermione, flapping her hands hysterically. I know I've failed everything.
What happens if we fail? Harry asked the room at large, but it was again Hermione who answered.
We discuss our options with our head of house. I asked Professor McGonagall at the end of last term.
Harry's stomach squirmed. He wished he had eaten less breakfast.
At Beaubaton, said Fleur complacently, we had a different way of doing things. I think it was better. We sat our examinations after 6 years of study, not five, and then...
Fleur's words were drowned in a scream. Hermione was pointing through the kitchen window. Three black specks were clearly visible in the sky, growing larger all the time.
They're definitely owls, said Ron hoarsely, jumping up to join Hermione at the window.
And there are three of them, said Harry, hastening to her other side.
One for each of us,
said Hermione in a terrified whisper.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
She gripped both Harry and Ron tightly around the elbows. The owls were flying directly at the burrow, three handsome tawnies, each of which, it became clear as they flew lower over the path leading up to the house, was carrying a large square envelope.
Oh no, squealed Hermione.
Mrs. Weasley squeezed past them and opened the kitchen window. One, two, three, the owls soared through it and landed on the table in a neat line. All three of them lifted their right legs. Harry moved forward. The letter addressed to him was tied to the leg of the owl in the middle. He untied it with fumbling fingers. To his left, Ron was trying to detach his own results. To his right, Hermione's hands were shaking so much she was making her whole owl tremble. Nobody in the kitchen spoke. At last, Harry managed to detach the envelope. He slit it open quickly and unfolded the parchment inside. Ordinary wizarding level results. Pass grades. Outstanding, O. Exceeds expectations, E. Acceptable, A. Fail grades. Poor, P. Dreadful, D. Troll, T. Harry James Potter has achieved Astronomy, acceptable. Care of magical creatures, exceeds expectations. Charms, exceeds expectations. Defense against the dark arts, outstanding. Divination, poor. Herbology, exceeds expectations. History of magic, dreadful. Potions, exceeds expectations. Transfiguration, exceeds expectations. Harry read the parchment through several times, his breathing becoming easier with each reading. It was all right. He had always known that he would fail divination, and he had had no chance of passing history of magic, given that he had collapsed halfway through the examination, but he had passed everything else. He ran his finger down the grades. He had passed well in transfiguration and herbology. He had even exceeded expectations at potions. And, best of all, he had achieved outstanding at defense against the dark arts. He looked around. Hermione had her back to him and her head bent, but Ron was looking delighted.
Only failed divination and history of magic, and who cares about them?
He said happily to Harry.
Here, swap!
Harry glanced down Ron's grades. There were no outstandings there.
Knew you'd be top at defense against the dark arts, said Ron, punching Harry on the shoulder. We've done all right, haven't we?
Well done, said Mrs. Weasley proudly, ruffling Ron's hair. 7 OWLs. That's more than Fred and George got together.
Hermione,
said Ginny tentatively, for Hermione still hadn't turned around. How did you do?
Not bad,
said Hermione in a small voice.
Oh, come off it, said Ron, striding over to her and whipping her results out of her hand. Yep, 10 outstandings, and 1 exceeds expectations at defense against the dark arts.
He looked down at her, half amused, half exasperated.
You're actually disappointed, aren't you?
Hermione shook her head, but Harry laughed.
Well, we're NEWT students now, grinned Ron. Mom, are there any more sausages?
Harry looked back down at his results. They were as good as he could have hoped for.
He felt just one tiny twinge of regret. This was the end of his ambition to become an Auror. He had not secured the required potions grade. He had known all along that he wouldn't, but he still felt a sinking in his stomach as he looked again at that small black E. It was odd, really, seeing that it had been a Death Eater in disguise who had first told Harry he would make a good Auror. But somehow the idea had taken hold of him, and he couldn't really think of anything else he would like to be. Moreover, it had seemed the right destiny for him, since he had heard the prophecy a few weeks ago, "Neither can live while the other survives." Wouldn't he be living up to the prophecy and giving himself the best chance of survival if he joined those highly trained wizards whose job it was to find and kill Voldemort?